If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You may have seen the headlines today. The big story of the day is Ekurhuleni has a new mayor. It took a while and it was a very, very difficult journey. I'm going to have conversations with many different political parties in Ekurhuleni, in that caucus, and I'm also going to have analysis. But I want to start here with Action SA's caucus leader, Siyanda Makhubo, on the line with us. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Pamela, for having us once again.
Thanks again for, I must say, you know, just to quickly to say, you always are available and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for making time for us and you are always reliable. Thank you for that. Let's talk about, you know, today's strategy. We spoke the last time and you had a plan. What happened?
Yeah, well, part of that plan, remember, Pamela, it was to field a candidate alternative from the ANC.
Yes, yes.
And remember, Ekurhuleni has a very peculiar situation with the numbers. I mean, the numbers game. You negotiate, you consult, you talk with other parties. It became very clear from the Democratic Alliance, as I said last time, that they would not be supporting an Action SA candidate. So that was off the table. We then considered other alternatives. We approached one political party, a minority party, to field a candidate. And still the DA was not playing ball because we thought maybe the DA had qualms with Action SA. They want someone else to come through for their own nefarious reasons. But when the DA was still not supporting that party, then it became a problem for us. And it was very clear that the ANC will be uncontested, which is what we saw today.
So... we'll speak to the DA and we'll get their side of the story. But your sense of what it is, so publicly they were telling us they wanted the entire caucus to be dissolved. Was that what they communicated to you, or did you get another sense was going, something else was going on here?
So this was indeed communicated to us. We're going to be very honest with that. The DA did come out to say that they want to dissolve council. And what we said to the DA, you need 66%, that's two-thirds majority, to dissolve council. There is no way you're going to get 66% the way the numbers are stacked. First of all, as Action SA, we don't believe in the dissolution of council. We believe the election results of 2021 must be respected and that residents and voters must be respected with that decision they took in 2021. Number two, that there are no compelling reasons. The DA's reasoning around that was that it's a hand council and there's no way for a majority government to come through. We'll always have coalitions and therefore let's dissolve council. But our argument to that was that you could have elections tomorrow and you still have a hand council because of the political dynamic and the political environment that we have. Even worse, now you'll have MK coming into council, Horizon Zanzi coming into council. You know, it's going to be even more political parties that are coming to council. You're going to have a much more hung council. So the argument of the DA of a dissolution of council was something Action SA was not in agreement with, and all other parties in council, by the way. So we said, DA, you need to come out of your dream of dissolving council and actually actively participate in council. What does this mean? Supporting Action SA candidate, support the vote of no confidence because you would have seen the abstain against that vote. Today, they obviously abstained from fielding a candidate or supporting any other candidate. So we find that very, very strange from the DA because we think that they are running away from this dissolving of council because their argument is that, look, we want to dissolve council and therefore we can't participate. We can't be hypocrites and then participate and then dissolve council at the same time. But what was strange with this entire thing is that the very same DA was able to table a vote of no confidence against the speaker whilst trying to dissolve council at the same time.
Absolutely.
So that is something they will have to explain to residents on how they want to explain how they want to put a motion in front, but at the same time want to dissolve the very same council.
Okay, so that means that, you know, so what always surprises me about this dynamic between yourselves and the DA, and I know you've explained it before, is you know, they repeatedly do not support your political moves. I really now find it really bizarre.
Yeah, it's an abusive relationship. I must be very honest with you. And this is something the party is looking into. I mean, I know the national leadership has had conversations at the multi-party charter level to say, you know, DA, you're also trying with these utterances through your leadership that you're flirting with the ANC, for instance, to form some form of coalition post the 2024 elections. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? So we are calling the DA out. We are holding them to account to their own values and principles. And to be quite honest, Pamela, there would have been an action SA mayor had the DA participated.
Yes.
Because we know politically the EFF was looking at any candidates to spite the ANC. And that, those are the dynamics in council. We would have seen the EFF supporting, pulling their weight behind an action SA candidate, and we would have had an action SA led administration in Ekurhuleni comprising of the DA, the EFF plus ACDP and all other parties. And strangely enough, all the other parties in the multi-party charter are in support of XNSA's efforts in council, just the DA. But it is what it is. We have an ANC mayor, which is something that XNSA is obviously not happy about. Mm. But at the same time, it is an executive mayor, and we respect that. It's a democratic process that unfolded in council this afternoon, and it is something that we respect and welcome, and it is something that XNSA will continue holding account as we have done effectively over the past 2 years.
Sianda Makubo, thanks again for making time for us. XNSA City of Ekurhuleni caucus leader. Let me go to the ANC Ekurhuleni chief whip, Jongizizwe Dlabati. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Sawubona sis, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Oh, you must be thrilled as the ANC back in the seat again. Your reaction to how the events panned out today?
Not necessarily thrilled. Mm-hmm. Firstly, I must say that you know, we express our sincere gratitude to the entire multi-party in council. Mm-hmm. When we engage the political parties to say that we need to salvage the situation in the city of Ekurhuleni, and that salvaging will require political maturity to look beyond ourselves, but the stability of the city and its ability to service our communities, political parties in council heeded to that call. And of course, we had to plead with them to say that let's allow the party with the majority representation in council to take the leading role at the level of executive, mindful of the fact that the ANC commands 70% of the wards in Ekurhuleni. So it makes logical sense to give the ANC that particular opportunity.
Well,
and that is why I'm saying we are not thrilled,
yes,
but we are humbled by the understanding, and how we are expressing ourselves in such a way that the ANC did not come victorious. We are not triumphalist on this, but it is out of the maturity and the understanding that we need to stabilize the seat.
So, you know, we've always had this conversation with the ANC about you playing behind a candidate of a smaller party. You've always made the point that, look, you did not get the entire support. You were not given carte blanche by residents. But you're back here again, where everybody's been asking, why are you supporting smaller parties instead of taking the role yourself? What changed your mind this time around?
Well, that is a discussion that needs a time on its own, because it is a product of certain negotiations that took place, negotiations of which we felt that there is a need to review the manner in which we arrive at that particular decision.
Mm-hmm.
Every decision that is taken is not static, is not permanent, is subject to review, and we have called for that particular review, in that we can't subvert democracy, despite the fact that we don't have the absolute majority. But in the context of representation, in particular the wards, it makes perfect sense for the ANC to at least take the leading role, working with all other like-minded political parties, because the responsibility now is a joint responsibility there.
So I understand that all decisions are not static. All I want to know is that why did the ANC decide this time around to take that position? Councillor Dlabati? All right, I think we've lost Councillor Dlabati. But in any way, that's an ANC Ekurhuleni chief. We'll have many, many other opportunities to engage with Councillor Dlabati. Let me move to the Speaker of Council, Councillor Ntabiseng Chibenga, who is an EFF Ekurhuleni member. She's a councillor there. Speaker of Ekurhuleni, Councillor Ntabiseng Chibenga, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome. I just hope this line is okay, Councillor Chibenga.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. Councillor Chibenga, it's been quite a difficult 7 days for you. In fact, I think maybe 14 days. You have been struggling to get things to settle. How did you eventually get to this point where you were able, as council, to nominate a mayor and appoint one?
Evening. Thank you so much for
absolute pleasure. I was just saying, you know, we have been obviously watching the story for about a week or so, and for whatever reason, we will ask you what that reason is. You were not able to convene a council meeting to allow for nominations of a mayor and appointment of a mayor in the last past seven days. What were those reasons? We were not clear what the reasons were.
Thank you very much for that. I just want to emphasize that we all have a duty.
Mm.
We have a duty to ensure that our people have services. We have a duty to ensure that there's sustainable government that is able to provide those services to our people in our city. And particularly, those were the reasons why we had a delayed process. We had to consult with the particular political parties. We had to consult with the MEC of COCTA in Gauteng to ensure that we have a successful outcome of the council meeting that you have seen happened today. The process that was hanging for over 2 weeks literally took 5 minutes. So it shows that we had a sort of a lengthy consultative process that then has allowed us to have this fruitful outcome.
Yes, and I mean, as you're saying, you know, we were watching it's all of 10 minutes, I think, like you're saying, maybe five minutes. But what were initially the reasons that you couldn't convene the meeting in the first place?
The initial reasons obviously would have been the majority, the parties that are in the majority, the multi-party, had indicated to us that obviously they are not ready to, they've not set out their commitment. You'd remember that the challenges that we've had with the previous or our previous arrangement was that it was just abrupt, and the parties have not all had enough time to consult with each other from the beginning to ensure that we have a sustainable government. So the big parties have come to us and they've requested and requested to have further time to be able to consult, further time to be able to have some sort of a framework or understanding and a political management committee of some sort that will allow space and enable them to be able to consult adequately in order for them to have an outcome of this nature and moving forward to have a successful government that speaks to the needs of our people.
When you say the big parties, who are you referring to?
Well, we are referring to the parties that are involved in the multi-party, which would be your ANC, your EFF, and what we call the Super Seven. And you would remember that had we forced our way to force that the meeting would sit, we would have had a situation where we do not form quorum, we just come there and have a futile exercise. And we did not want to see that happening, because we have a duty to ensure that every meeting that we have is fruitful, every meeting that we have is consultative, and it's able to produce an outcome that is desirable and that shows that we are looking out for the interest of our people and ensuring that services are restored in our city.
Action SA spoke to us last week and they indicated that they had no idea why the meeting was postponed. That's why I asked, who are you referring to? They put the motion forward. Did you not have a duty to at least notify them that there's a bit of a delay, even if there was not going to be a meeting? But courtesy would just, I suppose, request that you at least tell them what's the delay about.
There is no way that I would not have notified them.
Mm-hmm.
We requested more time. We did notify them. that there is a pending issue that we needed to deal with, and we are requesting more time.
So, no. I think you probably misunderstood me, or let me clarify myself. They're saying they were notified, but they were not notified of the reasons. And I wonder whether, are you saying that you gave them the reasons?
No, we are saying we did notify them that due to unforeseen circumstances, we needed to put the meeting in abeyance. And then later on, and even in council today, we did account and indicate to them that we had to go through a consultative process.
The reason I'm asking this again is that, you know, you are speaking and consulting other parties on the side and not affording other parties their reasons. Do you think that's fair, particularly those who put the motion forward?
Our duty is to ensure that when we have a meeting, we have a meeting that forms quorum and a meeting that has a positive outcome.
Mm-hmm.
There is no purpose in calling councillors to come, and while we are aware that other councillors have no desire to come to the meeting because they feel that they are not ready. Mm-hmm. It is very important that when we exercise our duties, we exercise our duties to the best interest of everyone. Councillors of the Action SA might feel that that was unreasonable. Mm-hmm. However, we felt that calling them there to come and sit in a meeting where it will not form quorum was even more undesirable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's fair. We've seen how these council members behave in the past. And so, yes, of course, it's quite responsible for you to make sure that there is, you know, the kind of behavior that we've seen exercised. Do you get the sense right now that you have buy-in, councillor? You yourself, there was a motion of no confidence against you. You survived that. Do you feel right now that you've got the support? I know it's early days from all council members.
It's quite early days, I must say, but the important part is that we are grateful that the councillors, majority of councillors in council, have given us a motion of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that we are working very well with our counterparts, whether in their wards, whether on the ground, whether in terms of the oversight processes that we embark on as the legislature. So it is a motion of confidence for now, and I believe that the establishment of this political management committee, the consultative process that we have gone through the past 2 weeks in order for us to get to the situation that we are in, gives us a certain leverage to be very positive of the future and of what this outcome has yielded. We know that in politics, things can change. It is very long in politics. However, we believe that the councillors and the political parties that have taken a decision to bring about the outcome that we've had today are people that are very sensitive to the plight of our people, are the people that need to ensure that service delivery is restored in our city and to ensure that our people's dignity is restored. And in doing that, I believe that they wish, and all of us wish, to have a sustainable relationship that will ensure that we improve our services, and our services are very impactful to our people.
Appreciate your time. Speaker of Council in Ekurhuleni, Thabiso Ntshebenga, who is on the line with us this evening. And listening into that conversation is the DA caucus leader in Ekurhuleni, Councillor Raymond Dlamini. Good evening and welcome, Councillor Dlamini.
Good evening, ma'am, and good evening to your listeners at home.
Thank you very much for being with us. As the DA, we got the sense you've been public about the fact that you felt that things were so bad in Ekurhuleni, you wanted the entire council dissolved. Is that still your feeling?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we feel strong, that we need to dissolve the council, because no one is having outright majority in council. As I was listening to my speaker there, Thabiso Ntshebenga, as she's saying, she's no longer using the rules. She preferred to use a political consultation before they even come to council, because we believe as a DA that when you call a council, you're not specific to use the rule. Even if you postpone a meeting, there is a rule that you need to call. So you can see that on that basis, because you don't have numbers, It's difficult for you to work in council. It's difficult to work anywhere. So you need 50+1 at least that you'll be able to implement and to speed up the services out there to the community. So we felt strong that let's dissolve the council. No one got outright majority. Let's have a new election and elect, and let's use the same date as the 29th of May for national and the provincial. We don't have to spend resources. Let's use the same date. Yes, ma'am.
But Action SA are your partners. I mean, you didn't think it was important to support them? Because where we're sitting here is that they put forward a motion of no confidence. You didn't support them. All of you lost, as in your coalition partners.
Yeah, that's correct. We wrote to them, and first off, I think when they brought the motion on November, we wrote to them and said, give us your plan. What is that you want to achieve out of this? Who did you consult at best before? Because you need numbers. For you to have a candidate first, you need to negotiate and talk with various members of the council or political parties. Mm. So we wanted the plan. Said, give us your plan. What is happening here? Month of November gone. We were January. We wrote to them again. And same issue, they didn't respond to us. We went for the third time while the motion was carried. So we said to them, the motion is carried now. Let's talk. Give us the plan. Do you have a plan in place? How are we going to constitute the mayoral committee, and who's your candidate for a mayorship itself? So it was difficult for them. They could not even respond to us for that. So it is something that you can see that they are not ready. So we told them to say, the best way for us to move forward on this, let's dissolve the council and go for an election. And then we'll come up with a fresh mandate from the residents. Then we'll take it from there.
So we hear now, why is it then that you supported the speaker when you couldn't support them with the mayor?
Remember, the issue of the speaker, if you look at it in terms of the council that were collapsing at all the time, it was through the speaker. Even now, she just said it that we postponed the meeting because of the consultation between the EFF and the ANC in terms of the negotiations didn't take place or they were fighting. So she's holding the seat ransom on that basis. So we said the speaker, she has to go because she's no longer using the rules. She's just waiting a call from someone and somewhere else. We don't know where to tell her what to do. To us, that is a problem. So we want the speaker that will be able to use the rules, make sure that you follow the rule of the House, including the Structures Act. Don't just create your own rules because you feel strong that we have numbers or we don't have numbers. To us, that was the problem. So we felt strong that the speaker, she has to go. Last year, you saw on the TV, all over the radio, when the EFF councillors, they were fighting with the ANC councillors. Before that, the EFF councillors fought with they went to the deer bench and they started beating those councillors up. So it's something that you need a strong speaker that will be able to implement the rules. So it's unfortunate that we felt strong that the speaker, she has to go because she's holding the seat ransom. We can't proceed with the business of the day because the speaker is biased.
So, you know, obviously, as I said, you're all lost now. Now the ANC has taken the mayorship position. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's up to the ANC. We as the DA, we feel strong that the council needs to be dissolved, especially when you look at it. If you go back, the motion was brought in around November, and the infighting between the ANC and the EFF, I can tell you this thing's not going to last. We're going to see that problem again. Sooner or later, we're going to see the motion that's going to come again. And to us, that's the problem. So what we feel sorry for the residents of the Ekurhuleni, and we're telling them that when the opportunity arrives for them to go out and vote, they have to vote in numbers, making sure that they remove the ANC and the EFF in power, make sure that they give us an opportunity to run the system with 50+1. That's what we'll be able, because you need a stable government, quite honest.
Caucus, DA Caucus Leader in Ekurhuleni, Councillor Raymond Dlamini, thanks so much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.